China's economy shows fresh weakness in factories, housing, and consumer spending. The latest data will heap further pressure on policymakers to revive countries' crumbling growth. By Jason Douglas in Singapore and Cao Li in Hong Kong. August 31, 2023, 8:03 a.m. Eastern Time. China's economy limped through August. A prolonged slump in the real estate market deepened. Factories were hit by sinking exports, and consumers kept a tight leash on spending. A new batch of data on Thursday heaped further pressure on China's policymakers to do more to revive crumbling growth, with a dizzying mix of targeted measures so far showing little effect. In the latest steps, large banks said they are preparing to cut interest rates on existing mortgages, and big cities said they would relax some restrictions on home purchases. But many economists say such piecemeal measures, while helpful, don't go far enough to restore household and business confidence in an economy beset by painfully high youth unemployment, cratering exports, and worsening strains in the property sector. Every week there's something new, said Carlos Casanova, senior Asia economist at Union Bancaire Privé in Hong Kong. But we are not entirely there yet, in my opinion. More needs to happen. Manufacturing activity shrank for the sixth straight month in August, while services sector activity slowed again as consumers continued to pare back spending, according to gauges of activity published Thursday by China's National Bureau of Statistics. Sales at China's biggest real estate developers were down by a third from the same month a year ago, new figures showed. Thursday's data extend a long run of downbeat news on the world's second-largest economy, a spell of weakness that means China can't be counted on this year to boost a global economy dogged by persistent inflation and feeble growth, particularly in Europe. Many economists believe China's present difficulties foreshadow a new era of much slower growth for its huge economy, which, as well as its domestic troubles in rebalancing growth toward consumption and away from real estate investment, is also struggling with unfavorable demographics and a deepening rivalry with the U.S. and its allies. Concerns over China's economic prospects have intensified after an anticipated boom in consumer spending this year failed to materialize. The hope was that after dismantling the country's stringent COVID-19 policies, consumers would propel China's economy, even as a slowing global economy crimped exports and policymakers reined in what they saw as speculative excesses in the real estate market. Instead, after a burst of spending in the months immediately after most public health restrictions were lifted in December, Chinese consumers have trimmed outlays and saved more, reflecting anxiety over jobs, earnings, and a weak housing market. China expanded just 0.8% in the second quarter compared with the first, and many economists now expect China will just about meet the government's goal of expanding 5% for the year as a whole, and only if more stimulus is forthcoming. Options for more effective stimulus, say economists, include bigger cuts to interest rates, tax cuts for businesses, or handouts to families to boost spending and activity. Authorities should also consider helping heavily indebted local governments in China access extra financing, either by increasing borrowing quotas or tapping the central government for funds, economists say. Officials face some constraints on acting more forcefully, such as a weakening yuan. China's central bank is wary of letting the yuan fall too far or too fast against the dollar and other major currencies, limiting its room to cut rates, which tends to weaken a currency. Officials are also leery of handouts and other policies that smack of Western welfarism and don't want to ignite another runaway real estate boom. Economists say such concerns explain why Beijing is eschewing major fiscal or monetary stimulus and instead pursuing a range of smaller steps. Among the latest moves, the southern business hubs of Guangzhou and Shenzhen relaxed restrictions on first home purchases, allowing more people to qualify for favorable mortgage terms. Other Chinese megacities, including Beijing and Shanghai, are widely expected to follow suit. Also this week, officials cut a tax on stock trading and took other steps to revitalize the country's sagging financial markets, while executives at major banks said that they are preparing to lower interest rates on existing residential mortgages. In China, cuts to benchmark lending rates typically apply only to new loans, with the changes being passed on to existing borrowers at the start of a new year. The rate cuts could help combat a wave of early mortgage repayments that has picked up steam and encourage more consumer spending, but further support for swooning household and business sentiment is needed, economists said. Households will welcome the extra cash, take some encouragement that Beijing is finally being proactive, but will need stronger easing to shake them out of confidence-trap conditions, said Rory Green, head of Asia Research at Global Data TS Lombard in London, referring to a situation where weak confidence and weak spending reinforce each other. China's top 100 real estate developers recorded total sales of $47.1 billion in August, according to private data released Thursday by China Real Estate Information Corporation, which tracks the industry. The figure was down 34% from a year ago and was slightly less than July, a month that already marked the lowest monthly total in recent years. New home sales in China had increased for a few months earlier this year, before reverting back to a deep slump, imperiling the country's largest surviving property developer, Country Garden Holdings. The real estate giant missed interest payments on two bonds earlier this month and on Wednesday reported a record first-half loss that topped $7 billion. The worsening property downturn has prompted Chinese regulators and local governments to introduce more incentives for people to purchase homes. Last week, Chinese regulators broadened the definition of first-time home buyers to enable more households to purchase homes at smaller down payments and at cheaper mortgage rates. Several major cities quickly responded by allowing more people to qualify as first-time buyers. The current economic situation doesn't look good. It is unlikely that people will suddenly start buying houses for no reason, said Yan Yujin, research director of Shanghai-based eHouse China Research and Development Institution, who believes there is still demand. But it takes time to recover confidence and release the demand, he added. Also Thursday, the official Purchasing Managers Index for Manufacturing posted a reading of 49.7 in August, an improvement on the 49.3 registered in July but still below the 50 mark that separates an expansion in activity from a contraction, the Statistics Bureau said. A similar index for services declined to 50.5 from 51.5 a month earlier, marking the sixth month in a row of weakening activity. One brighter spot was construction, where an index of activity rose in August, signaling an expansion in activity as government spending on infrastructure picked up. Thursday's data could have been worse, Robert Carnell, head of research for Asia-Pacific at ING, said in note to clients. But overall, he said, it did not amount to any meaningful improvement to the overall economic backdrop. Write to Jason Douglas at jason.douglas@wsj.com.